Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and as a mom, some days are just easier than others. Maybe you're taking the kids to school and have a fender bender in the parking lot. Maybe you're shopping and you just realize you backed into a shopping cart, and that's when it's important to take it to someone that you trust, like Crossroads Auto Body Repair. They're located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. They also accept most major insurance companies, and they're available by appointment. You can call them at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Radio studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
President Biden announced today that he will run for a second term and said, quote, let's finish the job. Yeah, good idea. It would be nice to have a country where a guy could safely retire before he's 86.
Funny. Hey, we need to reset the Kamala thing.
Oh, you're right.
At some point this half hour.
You're right. We got to get to that sooner rather than later. I just came across a poll that was astounding, so I had to Google it real quick. The question was posed to people, are things in the United States out of control? I've never heard that poll question before.
Now that's a poll question.
How would you answer that? I know you're a nitpicker.
I am a nitpicker.
God help you if you're like a college kid with a clipboard who's, you know, they said, hey, we'll give you $12 an hour to stand in the corner and ask passersby this question. Yeah. And they get you coming down the street, and they're going to have to listen to a 45-minute lecture on this or that.
Your entire eight-hour day is going to be trying to get me to answer three simple questions.
Will you answer this one question? Are things in the U.S. out of control?
It depends what you mean. Yes, I guess.
You would go with yes?
Yeah. Broad questions. Broad yes or no questions are the exercise of the stupid.
Do you think?
Yes.
If you just kind of generally...
See, I answer that question directly.
If you kind of just... And I think I just have a general feeling that things are out of control. If you have just kind of your just overall feeling about things or that they're out of control, which to me they are, that affects your politics, your spending, your attitudes about lots of things.
Now that you've explained it eloquently and skillfully, yes, I think they are out of control.
Well, I'm in the majority with three-quarters of Americans, nearly. 72% of Americans say things are out of control. Wow. I don't know what it normally is or if they've ever asked that question before, but that seems like a really high number.
You have an ancient man as president.
Inflation.
A halfwit as vice president. You have serious inflationary pressures. You have China on the march, you know, a dozen other things. It doesn't feel really in control.
No, the war in Ukraine, yeah, there's plenty of things you could point to, and you put them all together. They broke it down. Reasons people think things are out of control. We'll count them up from 4 to 1. These are the top 4 reasons people think things are out of control. There are things today out of control. 71% say Joe Biden. All right.
I did.
Yeah. 75% say U.S. culture and values. We didn't even mention that.
100%.
We're going to have the latest quote from gold medal NCAA swimmer who's a dude who beat all the other girls. I mean, how that's got to factor into the feeling that things are out of control.
That's out of control. Yeah. We're being ordered to say that somebody with a penis and testicles is a woman. Yeah, that's pretty out of control.
85%. 85%. You can't get 85% of people to say anything, but 85% of people say the economy is one of the reasons they think the country's out of control. I was looking at houses over the weekend. If you do like 3 things I did in a row on Sunday, looked at a house that was priced at a ridiculous price. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And it'll sell at that price. Filled up my truck with gas. What? Then went to the grocery store. Are you kidding me? Those 3 things. would make you think the economy's out of control.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe yours would be paid my rent and my energy bill.
100%, yeah. Especially younger folks and folks who have not amassed any wealth at all, living paycheck to paycheck. It's terrifying.
Number one, state of U.S. politics. Dang near 90% of people picked that. 88% said state of U.S. politics is the reason they think things are out of control. Our politics are out of control.
How interesting that our politics are the way they are, and there's no need really to go into detail, I guess, because y'all know what we're talking about. And yet it continues, because we're in charge of what our politics are, theoretically, right? I mean, if you're engaged in, you know, activity, speech, whatever, that we the people in vast numbers find objectionable, you'd think you would stop. But I think that the secret, the open secret, is that anger, angst, hate, resentment raise money. Keeping it whipped up and out of control is incredibly profitable for politicians.
Not enough attention has been paid to the whole small donors' social media connection.
It could be the very thing that Lincoln warned us about, that we would never be conquered by a foreign adversary if we were to the republic were to come to an end. It would be from within. This could be that disease.
So 72% of Americans think the United States is out of control. One of the reasons is Joe Biden. It's mostly Republicans who say that. The percentage saying Joe Biden is among the reasons for things being out of control, broken down by parties, obviously much lower number for Dems. 33% of Dems say Biden is the reason they think things are out of control. That seems
That's
like a pretty high number.
Significant.
Seems like a high number. One out of three of your own president. For Republicans, it's 93%, not a shock. Independents, it's 72%. Three-quarters of independents say Joe Biden is the reason they think things are out of control.
Which is why he is not running for re-election. Nobody possibly could with numbers like that. Wait a minute, what are you saying? I'm sorry, the control room is talking to me in my ear. No, come on, really?
I hadn't intended to go down this road, but there's a Marist poll out today in which independents are not digging Trump that much right now. He's got a, do you want Trump to run again? 29% of independents. So you got 71% of Republicans, 7% of Democrats, which is surprising, but only 29% independents. Here's the other poll, and then I'll be done with this crap. Donald Trump's favorability among Republicans is way back up again. It had dropped for a while. And you know, after January 6th, and then he announced he was running and didn't do much, and it had been kind of petering out, and so many people, maybe even including us, had thought, okay, that is over, the ride is over, his dominance is over. No, it's back up to 81%.
Wow.
Donald Trump's favorability among Republicans is at 81%. That's high.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Suppose I could analyze that, or we could turn to the fact that the country is totally out of control because Joe Biden is one heartbeat away from giving way to Kamala Harris.
Are you ready for this?
That's absolutely a factor in the feeling out of control. The fact that a half-wit is vice president. Yes.
I've done a little bouncing around. As far as I can tell, this is not edited. I mean, I listened to it twice and thought, this has got to be edited. This can't actually be, after all the times she's done this, the way she's talked today. Let's hear Kamala Harris this morning.
So I think it's very important, as you have heard from so many incredible leaders, for us at every moment in time, and certainly this one, to see the moment in time in which we exist and are present, and to be able to contextualize it, to understand where we exist in the history and in the moment as it relates not only to the past but the future.
She's the worst extemporaneous speaker I've ever heard. I taught college speech, and regularly an exercise would be you give people a topic and they have to think on their feet. No 18-year-old college student in my class ever sounded that bad.
She has reached the highest theoretical level of badness. She is now impossible to parody.
Ooh,
you can't you can't make an absurd exaggeration of how terrible she is. It's impossible now.
It just occurred to me that's true. There are no 18-year-olds you gave them a topic who couldn't do better than that. you know, on the off the top of their head. God, she's just the worst.
Yeah. Yeah.
She it is no time for us to yes. do what we have been doing, and that time is every day.
At least that was concise. I mean, incoherent, but concise. She has no support, no constituency, no talent, no leadership ability, utterly unable to string together two sentences. The woman is a disaster. Get rid of her now.
We got to get Willie Brown on the phone. What are her talents, Willie? We need to hear. She's got some. Because yeah. it ain't.
Oh, easy, everybody. Everybody take it easy.
It ain't speaking off the top of her. And I don't know what the setting of this was, but you have to assume she wasn't dropped out of a plane and landed on the ground and there was a crowd in front of her. She was sitting there for a while, knew she was going to talk to some people on a particular topic, had a little time to get her thoughts together and think about what she wanted to say, and still came up with this.
For us at every moment in time, and certainly this one, to see the moment in time in which we exist and are present.
That's the worst ad-libbing I've ever heard.
I can't even, well, I can kind of figure out what she's talking about, but I'm not sure.
I don't think her brain works right.
No.
She's got, she must just not be good verbally. I mean, because she's got to be smarter. She's got to be talented at some level, right? You don't get to be Attorney General of California, a U.S. Senator, and then Vice President of the United States without being impressive behind closed doors. It'd just be impossible. It's too competitive. Even, you know, okay, they needed a black woman. There's lots of really smart black women. You don't have to pick somebody who can't talk.
Right, right. Well, how she rose to the heights she did is a fairly well-known story. You know, she was the girlfriend of the most powerful man in California.
But still, it's a blood sport to become a U.S. senator, to become the vice president. She must, behind closed doors, be more impressive than that. And maybe her weakest spot is that she stands up to a podium and her mind goes blank or something.
If Alice were here... Gladys, rather. Sorry. It's, you know, out of sight, out of mind. If Gladys were here, she'd play the harp. But I take you back to 2019, when two very highly placed law enforcement sources who worked with the Attorney General of California, Kamala Harris, told me, Joe, she's an idiot. I said, come on, fellas. She's not an idiot. She's the Attorney General. Maybe you don't like her, but Joe, listen to me. She's a dope. Just a plain old dope. And I thought, okay, all right.
She sounds
Next
like
people
a dope.
Who worked with her.
She sounds like a dope in that clip.
You know, if it walks like a dope and quacks like a dope, maybe it's a dope.
For us at every moment in time, and certainly this one, to see the moment in time in which we exist and are present.
What?
That is an achievement in incoherence. That is anti-eloquence. That is Olympian in its inscrutability.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of looking at Twitter and some of your, you know, like big-time pundits saying, is she high or does ChatGPT write her speeches or... Right. Anyway. Woo-wee! I'll get to that thing about the role fathers play with sons. I think it's worth pointing out. There's some new research out. How about we hit that next? I didn't mean to put that off. And that's on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Switching your wireless carrier has never been easier than with Consumer Cellular.
Their 100% U.S.-based customer support is there for you every step of the way, and you can keep your phone and number, and activation is free.
You'll get unlimited talk and text with a flexible data plan starting at just $20 a month.
And you can add a family member to your plan for just $15 a month per line.
Never worry about dropped calls because Consumer Cellular has the exact same coverage as the major carriers with coverage to over 99% of the country.
And this is all backed by their 100% risk-free guarantee. Also, with Consumer Cellular, you could save up to $250 a year when you switch.
Pick up your cell phone, dial #250, and say the keyword morning show for $25 off. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from Consumer Cellular.
That's right. Dial #250 and say the keyword morning show for $25 off. Again, on your mobile phone, just dial #250 and use the keyword morning show.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart. Every year, more than 4 million pets enter shelters here in the United States. My friends at American Humane have been helping animals since 1877. The goal is to ensure that pets have a safe shelter, especially during natural disasters. Adopting a shelter pet allows shelters to help more animals awaiting care. Please consider adopting today and take some time to learn more about American Humane's other work at AmericanHumane.org.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce forces a father to focus on what's most important, his children. You may no longer be a husband, but you'll always be a dad. In the divorce process, this comes down to three key concerns: physical custody, decision making, as well as financial support. Each of these is important, and it's important that you choose a lawyer that cares as much about these issues as you do.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Sacramento area attorneys. 500 Capitol Mall, Suite 2060, Sacramento, California, 95814. CordellCordell.com.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now through May 14th, featuring immersive and educational exhibits for kids and families of all ages. All about trees, animals, responsible forestry, sustainability, and more. Come explore the museum, forest camp, wildlife center, gardens, and more with the whole family. Tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Presented by Cheryl Bambauer. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR. The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
New rule, if you're part of today's woke revolution, you need to study the part of revolutions where they spin out of control because the revolutionaries get so drunk on their own purifying elixir, they imagine they can reinvent the very nature of human beings.
That's from Bill Maher's screed he went on Friday night about comparing the United States and the left to the Cultural Revolution in China. He also gets into the whole reinventing things around trans, which we're going to talk about that a little later as that swimmer person Leah Thomas spoke out yesterday, taking on people who think it's unfair that she dominated college swimming last year. Also got a letter from a school that they sent home to parents about how they're not going to refer to boys and girls anymore. In fifth grade.
Great.
Anyway. If you're a dad, if you're a male and you have a boy, or at least they identify as a boy, that's usually considered a son. And we've got some research on the role.
Usually considered a son. Nice.
We've got some research on the role fathers play in raising sons. I actually did doing a little Googling around to back up the one study I'm about to talk about. And some of it was, it's all headed the right direction, but it's just depressing that they even feel like they need to say these things out loud. It's ridiculous that they feel the need to even point it out. Growing evidence shows that fathers contribute to the development and well-being of their children in unique and complementary ways to the mother. Really?
Oh, my Lord. You're right. It's like your spouse saying to you, now, we're not going to kill each other in our sleep, right? That's a very good thing to say. But why are you... How is it we need to say that?
Right. Really, so males could play a role in the upbringing in a complementary way to the women. Wow, so both could be part of the together. It could be, wow, that's something.
And they're different, but work together to the benefit of the child. Wow, I never thought of that.
Anyway, this research that just came out is in Australia, but they found a real strong connection between young men and the way they act. Because of the way their fathers acted. Men tend to copy their father's masculinity, for instance. This should be no shock to anybody who recognizes that they got a lot of their attitudes or the way they act from their own dad. And that's why you do it. That's why I do it, because I know that same is going to happen to me with my kids. But anyway, the significance of work, how important work is, or your social status you get from your dad, seeing your dad get up and go to work every day, for instance. Doesn't mean you don't get that from your mom. That's not the point. No reason to react that way. If maybe I'm imagining anybody is. I know some people would. Maybe not our audience.
Well, I think you're pointing out indirectly that to be pro-man is not to be anti-woman. And to be pro-woman is not to be anti-man. That was an ugly and absurd notion that took hold a while back and needs to end.
Sons take on their father's attitudes on being self-reliant. Not surprising at all. Sons take on their father's level of risk-taking and violent behaviors, which I think is interesting. I've known people like that who grow up both ways. You know, you grow up in a family where dad gets mad, but he isn't going to throw anything or hit anybody, and you don't. Right. Or you grow up in a family where dad gets mad and hits people and throws things, and now you do. I've known plenty of people like that. So that's pretty interesting. The role it plays in relationships, the way you treat women, your beliefs about being successful, and just masculinity in general. Which, this one article, I came across a different article that was just the numbers. This particular article about it has to get into all kinds of, but it's not always good to be masculine, and some research has shown and all that sort of stuff. So it's interesting to me that people dance around the idea of being masculine and getting that from your father.
As a father of two daughters, I will tell you this. Ladies, go see how your boyfriend's dad treats his mom before you get into anything long term.
Wow. Good one.
To your point, yeah.
Like spy through the window, or just hang around the dinner table and watch?
Like maybe go to dinner.
Oh, right.
To meet the parents.
Go to dinner.
Is your prostate secretly being destroyed without you knowing it? All the ads for these prostate pills, like Super Beta Prostate, Saw Palmetto, Prostastream, Prostagenics, and others. Want to know which pills work and which are garbage? Now you can. Get a free copy of the new guide, Prostate Secrets, that pulls back the curtain on the prostate pill industry. Learn what is really in these pills. Which pill has over 987 adverse event reports filed against it with the FDA? It's shocking. Learn the one food to avoid that is a prostate killer, and discover the three so-called health foods that destroy your prostate. Get your free copy at prostatesecrets.com. That's prostatesecrets.com. This free guide will show you how to end your prostate problems without drugs or surgery, five important things to do to protect your prostate, and much more. Warning, this guide is controversial and may be offensive to some readers as it pulls no punches. So go to prostatesecrets.com, prostatesecrets.com, that's prostatesecrets.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
This is Coral Bot. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
there. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
President Biden today made it official he is running for president again. Said he's running to battle for the soul of America, which is, I don't know, that's a lot to battle for. Most people his age are barely winning the battle against constipation.
It's interesting. Mm. So many of the late night jokes are about the president's age, like practically all of them. Well, it's the number one reason everybody gives. For the fact that half of his own party don't want him to run, and like, what is it, two-thirds, three-quarters of Americans don't want him to run, and the number one reason is age, so it makes sense you'd go at his age. Anyway, have some amazing stuff here. So, we all know the transgender swimmer Leah Thomas, right? We talked about her a lot as she was just rolling through the NCAA last year.
You know, I totally get why you're using the term her. I can't bring myself to do it anymore.
I'm not going to try to force you.
Oh, no, I know you're not. I know you're not. I feel like it's about submission. What's that person's state of transition? Do we know?
Does she still have a penis is what you're asking?
Part of it, yeah. That's part of the question.
Anyway, she is an NCAA gold medalist. She's one of the best swimmers in the entire country.
Because of being a biological male, I think, is why.
She slammed her feminist adversaries yesterday as misogynistic transphobes who reduce women to the value of their reproductive abilities.
That's a bizarre argument and nonsensical.
She was on a podcast talking with a fellow trans swimmer that her Pennsylvania teammates displayed fraud feministic beliefs when they wrote a 2022 letter asking the division to bar her from competition. So the other biological girls on the team who thought it wasn't fair that she was on the team wrote a letter and complained. You remember this story? They're transphobic. Here's why. They're like, oh, we respect Leah as a woman, as a trans woman or whatever. We respect her identity. We just don't think it's fair. You can't really have that sort of half support where you're like, oh, I respect her as a woman here, but not here, Leah Thomas said in the podcast yesterday.
Yeah, that's precisely correct. There's a very short list of things that you can't do, and compete against biological women's one of them. Live with it.
They're using the guise of feminism to sort of push transphobic beliefs. I think a lot of people in that camp sort of carry an implicit bias against trans people, but don't want to, I guess, fully manifest or speak that out. And so they try to just play it off as this sort of half support. As I always ask, does she actually not see the difference in this particular arena? Which is an interesting term, because sometimes they're actually swimming in an arena. They're actually in an arena. You have a completely unfair advantage against these other women. It's got nothing to do with whatever you choose to do with your life, how you want to dress, what you want to call yourself, how you want to whatever.
And it has nothing to do with any latent transphobia,
right,
or fake feminism or anything like that. I think to a large extent you have somebody dealing with some rather complicated psychological challenges, and they are inventing logic that makes them feel good. We all do it to some extent, but this is an extreme case. I've got actually a quote from the host of the podcast.
Okay.
That was the Skylar Baylor, who swam at Harvard against biological women and suddenly was a much, much, much better swimmer comparatively than when he competed as a dude. That's strange. And how many biological women do you see competing against biological men when they transition to being men? How many? They're Skylar. How many? Leah? None? Is right. That's right. Because they can't possibly compete and win. Doesn't that strike you as strange? Anyway, the Skylar Baylor character said the following on that same podcast. And I know most people just go straight for the biological advantage argument, saying that some alleged biological advantage makes it unfair for trans women to compete with other women.
Alleged.
But let's consider, yeah, I know, isn't that hilarious? But let's consider a few points. Biological diversity exists everywhere in sport, in every demographic of people, every demographic of women. That's kind of what sports are based on. I mean, if everybody was exactly the same, there would be no competition. Sports depends on the fact that bodies are different and they perform differently. When those differences exist in the men's category, most people don't care. In fact, they praise those differences. Look at Michael Phelps, winningest Olympian of all time. You probably know who he is. He's super tall, and he's got this really long torso, and he's got a really wide wingspan, all specific advantages in swimming. He also produces half the levels of lactic acid than the average athlete. Not the average person, the average athlete. And all these things give him a massive biological advantage, but his biological differences are celebrated. She actually thinks that's a solid argument. That is a nonsensical argument.
Yeah, and over time, trans women will dominate all female sports, and then what? What's the point? That is interesting, though. I've always thought that was interesting that, you know, me trying to run a 10K, my body deals with that lactic acid or whatever it is differently than some other people's do, and that's why my legs hurt so bad and yours don't. I mean, regardless of anything else, it's just from the jump before you even start training. That's interesting. I wish you could get tested at an early age. You probably don't want to do this. The way your body handles that, you're not going to enjoy that. You should do that. It's going to go pretty well for you.
That's what they do in totalitarian regimes at a very, very early age. In the States, we probably do that sort of testing, but it's after you've achieved some level of proficiency. One more. Do you have more on that topic?
No, I just want to get to this fifth grade letter after we do this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really
after
good.
A quick word from our friends at Consumer Cellular. Our cell phones are something we rely on every day, whether it's staying connected to family and friends, doing business, shopping online. It's an important part of your life. Take it from me. Don't shop online after more than two drinks. It's just too bad the wireless companies know that, so their charges are through the roof. They know how much we love our phones, so that's why we're happy to tell you about Consumer Cellular, a way you can still get great coverage and even keep your same phone and number while saving up to half on your wireless bill. Consumer Cellular makes switching easy. Their most awarded customer service team is 100% U.S.-based and will bring you the highest quality of consumer support. They'll tell you about the flexible monthly plans that you can change up or down any time. How about that? Plus, with Consumer Cellular, you'll never be tied to a contract. So pick up your current phone with your current plan. Boo! Dial #250 and say the keyword morning show for $25 off right away. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from Consumer Cellular. That's right. Dial #250 and say the keyword morning show for $25 off. That's #250. Say morning show.
So it must be the time of year you start teaching sex ed to fifth graders, I guess, because my school, where my fifth grader goes, and a bunch of schools around the country have gotten letters. The parents have gotten letters. We did this week about the program and what they're going to do. I didn't have any sex ed when I was in fifth grade, and I think I'm fine. That's awful young, and I know it's really riled the kids up. They've been talking about it all year long. The amount of conversation, and I was talking to some of the school counselors and stuff like that, the amount of sex talk on the playground is just off the charts. You know, Ron DeSantis is just right about that. You start putting all this sex information in schools, and there's going to be a lot of talking about sex. It's just, I don't know. And some of you, I guess, think that's fantastic. The dominant conversation among 11-year-olds should be sex. Really? I always say to my son, he comes home practically every day, so-and-so said this, and so called me that, and so said this, and I think, why are you guys talking about this? We did not talk about this when I was in fifth grade. But
parenting should be done by the collective.
Anyway.
And free love flows everywhere. It's Marxism, folks.
This is not my school. I want to make that very, very clear, because oftentimes things get backed in my real life and it causes me trouble. This is not my school. This is a fifth grade in Vermont, but this is the letter that went home to the families there. Dear fifth grade families and caregivers, long paragraph about its time of the year for to do this, the human body, puberty, human reproductive, blah, 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 this and that. And then you get down to this part. In an effort to align our curriculum with equity policy, boy, as soon as I saw that sentence,
boy,
I would think, here we go. Teachers will be using gender-inclusive language throughout this unit. With any differences, we strive to use person-first language as best practice. That's in quotes. Person-first language. You will see examples of this below. We will be using the following language with students. Person who produces sperm will be used in place of boy, male, or assigned male at birth.
Oh, my Lord. We are already, we have crossed the border into Crazyville and are in downtown.
This is a... We're in downtown Crazyville. We're not on the outskirts anymore.
Oh, no.
We're
no.
in downtown Crazyville where you can ride the light rail to your favorite bar. Not using boy or male in a fifth grade class about reproduction and sex and everything. We will use person who produces eggs in place of girl, female, and assigned female at birth.
Oh, that doesn't at all dehumanize people.
This is my favorite part.
Uh-oh.
We are working on editing worksheets and handouts to reflect these changes, but you may see some worksheets that have not changed yet. Their concern is not with, like, the 98% of regular people who are going to think, you're not going to say boy or girl. Their concern is with the one person who might be upset that you do say boy or girl in one of their sheets that they haven't changed yet. That's how far into Crazyville we are that their own, I hope we don't get in trouble, is with the crowd that would be angry if you called somebody a boy in fifth grade on one of their worksheets that they haven't gotten around to changing yet. How blind to where we actually are they? How blind to how far, I was going to say ahead, but that's not the right term, how far away from mainstream they are that, Boy, we haven't gotten all the worksheets changed yet. Some of them still say boy or girl. People are going to get really mad.
We better send a letter to the parents just in case the word boy or girl or male or female slips out.
I guarantee you the vast majority, if not practically all your parents are saying, you're not going to say boy or girl
one
in
of your,
fifth grade.
One of your major publications, I can't remember which, used to have a column called Can This Relationship Be Saved? And I don't know why, but I always read it. I liked reading the advice columns. I would suggest that our relationship with government schools cannot be saved. I have a big couple of articles I've been saving about the whole language learning, reading learning craze, trend, fad versus phonics. And how even after it was proved beyond any doubt, any shred of a doubt, that the whole language learning thing was a failure for a vast majority of these kids because it was the trend, the craze, the fad in education. And education is so prone to fads because everybody wants to be the innovator. They stuck with it and damaged kids for life for years. And only now in cities like New York, where Eric Adams is a lefty, but at least he's sane, is saying, hey, the percentage of our kids who can't read is off the charts. And it's mostly, or partly at least, because of this. And they're having to drag American government schools back to what works in favor of what was trendy. And this is another great example of it. This, see, that's beyond saying, hey, some kids aren't comfortable with saying male or female, and everybody's saying, wow, really? Why? That seems nuts. I mean, it's a biological reality. No, they are miles past that. As I said, into downtown Crazyville. Can this relationship be saved? If that was a person advocating that to you, as opposed to an institution, would you think, well, it's a little odd, but that's fine? No, you'd think they've lost their freaking minds.
Do you think they put that disclaimer in there about some of the worksheets may still have the old language just to because they're so scared?
No, I think they're true believers.
You think they're true believers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think most of them are. I guarantee at every school in America, there are great teachers, sane teachers, reasonable teachers who hate all of this stuff, but they're pot committed, as we say in the poker world, to their career.
Well, in California, it's law, you can opt out, and I'll be interested to see how many parents opt their kids out. I don't know.
You know, the basics of biology, sex education, you know, I have no problem with that in schools. But to claim there's no such thing as male and female is bizarre, unscientific, as we'll explain next hour, and politically extremely radical.
How early you got to teach kids how to put on condoms, though? You have to explain to them what sex is and what an erection is because they don't know. And they've never thought about it, and they're completely unaware of the concept. At what point do you start doing that? And I know that comes very, very early in some schools.
Sexualizing fifth graders. That's a great idea.
You have any comment? Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Switching your wireless carrier has never been easier than with Consumer Cellular.
Their 100% U.S.-based customer support is there for you every step of the way, and you can keep your phone and number, and activation is free.
You'll get unlimited talk and text with a flexible data plan starting at just $20 a month.
And you can add a family member to your plan for just $15 a month per line.
Never worry about dropped calls because Consumer Cellular has the exact same coverage as the major carriers with coverage to over 99% of the country.
And this is all backed by their 100% risk-free guarantee. Also, with Consumer Cellular, you could save up to $250 a year when you switch.
Pick up your cell phone, dial #250, and say the keyword morning show for $25 off. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from Consumer Cellular.
That's right. Dial #250 and say the keyword morning show for $25 off. Again, on your mobile phone, just dial #250 and use the keyword morning show.
Terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Apply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. Visit ISSA online for details.
Tired of the 9-to-5 grind? Looking for something different that's flexible, fulfilling, and pays well? How'd you like to get paid to work out? Now you can with ISSA, the global leader in personal fitness certification.
There's a huge demand for certified personal trainers right now. And once you get ISSA certified, they guarantee you'll get a job. Trainers can make as much as $200 an hour. Yes, I said $200 an hour. And with ISSA, you can be certified in as little as 4 weeks. Just text ACT to 323232 now to get started for free. You do everything at your own pace and 100% online.
Pursue your passion in specializations like yoga, nutrition, or strength training. Live your life on your terms. Get certified and train like you want. Start your own business, work at a gym, or make health and fitness your side hustle. Whatever works for you. Just don't wait.
Get started today and be certified in as little as 4 weeks. Just text ACT to 323232 right now to get started for free. Text the word ACT to 323232. Text ACT to 32-32-32.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
So Joe Biden releases his campaign video yesterday. We talked a lot about that. Well, Jimmy Kimmel had a funny. Here's a fake one.
When I ran for president 4 years ago, I said we're in a battle for the soul of America. What is the soul of America? Freedom, wisdom, kindness, empathy, style. I'm talking about panache, man. Whispering.
I wrote the bill.
Just because it sounds cool.
$1.9 trillion.
Shaking hands, kissing babies, and getting plenty of shut-eye. Buying war bonds just to keep the Kaiser on his toes. Delaware. Trains. Those old beer cans with the bull tabs. Whatever happened to those, man? Slipping a few candy buttons into your phosphate just to see how fast the sugar rush makes you pedal your bike with a big wheel on the front. And a healthy appreciation for the gams on Greta Garbo. I'll pledge allegiance to her any day. Which reminds me of the most important thing of all. Naked with your best gal in the back of the drive-in picture show. Go for it, Jack. What the heck was I talking about? Joe Biden, and that's why I'm running for re-election.
Couple of things for next hour. The woman who is one heartbeat away from the presidency has unleashed one of her most bizarrely inscrutable word salads ever. This might be the best one ever. We'll hit you with that next hour. And I have reason to believe that Bill Maher, who is probably listening right now, is directly plagiarizing me.
Oh, wow. That's a claim.
In fact, if we weren't shorthanded as a staff today, I would have you guys dig up my screed from last week, but I'll explain next hour.
How about the gams on Greta Garbo? So, DeSantis yesterday called for a ceasefire in Ukraine. Got some attention. Like, what? All right. As was one response on Twitter, which I realize is a stupid phrase. As soon as the Russians cease firing and leave, I'm sure the Ukrainians will also cease firing. That's the problem with that whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a dispute. They had a country, you came and took a chunk of it. It's not a dispute. It hasn't been a dispute for a very, very long time. But I thought this was an interesting political thing around DeSantis. The New York Post reporting, anyway, that Trump is listening to insiders who are urging him to make DeSantis his VP pick. Do you think there's any chance that happens? I think that would be a tough team to beat.
Wow. Wow. That is not out of the question.
You don't think so? Trump is definitely transactional enough to say, sure, fine, I'll work with him, I don't care.
Yes, indeed. And the two of them are both ball busters enough to understand each other, I think, and come to an agreement. All right, what am I in charge of? I gotta know in advance.
DeSantis, remember when he ran for governor and he had that video of sitting there with his little kids reading Art of the Deal to them at bedtime? Huh. I mean, so he could be on the ticket.
Yeah. How interesting. Although Trump tends to run through independent thinkers like national security advisors, or like their minimum wage employees, and Pence kept his gig by being quietly obedient and loyal.
Tilting
I'm not
his
sure
head
DeSantis
making this face.
Making that earnest Midwestern Protestant face, exactly, yes.
If you haven't heard the Kamala Harris clip, stay tuned. If you miss an hour of the show, get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty, on demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
We got 40 seconds to kill. So, yeah. My foot kind of hurts. Now we have 15 seconds to kill.
That was never 25 seconds just now.
Time has warped somehow. Michelangelo is out today, you see.
Okay, we're done now. That was fun.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.